It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Been thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about pianos, too. That's why I brought this little toy one today. As soon as I get my shoes tied, I'll show it to you. There. This is a toy baby grand piano. See, pianos have white keys and black keys. And you need both of them to be able to play good melodies. See that? Now, inside this piano, baby grand pianos have lids like this, and they open that way. You ever seen a real piano that looks like this? I'll show you inside here. When you hit the key, this little hammer comes up and hits the string. Now let's take this piano over to the real one. And play them together, right? You know, the real one that I have in my room. See if they match. You know? Now let's see if we can play them again. You'll notice on pianos that the black notes are in groups of three, and then two, and then three, and then two, and three, two, like that. Now, I'm going to try playing one hand on here and one hand up on here. Playing a toy piano and a real piano together. You know the man who makes the music sound so beautiful in our visits together is a man by the name of John Costa. And he is a young grandfather and very proud of his grandson. And I thought maybe we could call him today, ask if he would bring his grandson to visit us. His grandson's just a year old. Would you like to see a one-year-old little boy and his granddaddy? Okay, let's call him on the phone. Hello, is this the Costa residence? Is Mr. Costa in, please? Hey, John, is that you? Hi. Yes, We were just talking about you and your grandson. I wondered if you could bring him over. You would? Okay. It's not his rest time or anything. All right, we'll wait for you. I have a little toy piano, and I wondered if maybe he'd like to play that. We'll see. All righty. Come when you can. Thank you. Goodbye. He'll bring him. His name is John John. Because there's so many Johns in their family that they just decided to call him John John. Let me see, where should we put this? Maybe we could put it right here. And when they come, they could sit on the couch. Do you get things ready for your friends when you're expecting company? Do you? And if John John would like it, maybe his granddad could play the real piano, and he could play the toy one. We might even be able to sing a little. You know that song, When a Baby Comes to Your House? Yes. Hi, John. Hi, John John.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
You know my friend.
Oh, yes.
My neighbor.
Hi.
Won't you come in?
Sure, we'd love to.
You got here in a hurry.
Oh, yes.
We don't live far away.
It's not much of a trip, right. Oh, he's getting ready to play. Look
he
at
sees
that.
The piano.
There we are, John John.
I'll hold it for you, sweetie.
He just loves it.
Want to play the piano? Would you like to?
Uh-huh. He seems to like that last key, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I don't think he's sitting right, Mr. Rogers. Maybe... You know, you have to sit right at the piano. There you are.
Just like his granddaddy.
Isn't that fun?
You want to see inside? I was showing my other friends inside, and you can
see the workings of the piano inside. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it's fascinating.
See the little hammers come up?
Well, it takes so much practice to make music. When you look at this, it fascinates you so, but it's quite a lot, it takes quite a lot of study to make all the right notes.
I'm sure it does. You studied a long time.
Yes, and I think John John will study at an early age. Some parents ask what a good age is to start their children.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when they have a year or so of schooling, so that they can read the notes. But sometimes they can fool with it before. Shall we go to the bigger piano, do you think?
Would you play the big one, and maybe he would like to play
oh,
this
sure.
one?
Oh, sure. I think he loves it. You know, he's just starting to walk.
Oh,
and
that's...
he loves to walk. Let's see the big one, John John.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is a man-sized piano. Here we go.
He likes the big one.
Do you think you think you might want to hold him, Mr. Rogers?
I'd like to if he'd like to come
He's
to me.
He's a little bit heavy. He's 24 pounds.
Would you come to me, John John?
John, John.
He doesn't know that feet aren't for the
there
feet.
Yeah.
Could we sing this song? Could we sing the song When a Baby Comes to Your House?
That would be wonderful. Wonder if John John would like it. Since he's the honored guest, maybe he would.
When a baby comes to your house, a sister or a brother, but it's never just a toy. It can cry and it can holler, it can wet and it can coo, but there's one thing it can never, it can never be like you. You were there before the baby, now the baby's always there. Now you wait for special moments with your mother in the chair. You're a very special person, you are special to your mom. And your dad begins to say, you'll always be the older one. It's so good to know that always there's a special place for you, and a special place for baby. He wants to sing too.
Yes, he does.
Right inside the family too.
All right, you take the next chorus, John.
I think that's enough, don't you? You've a place that no one else has. There is only one like you. No matter how many babies come, you're the only one who's just like you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you like to see the trolley?
Oh, you'd love to see the
Wanna
trolley.
Want to see the trolley?
John, John.
Let's show him the trolley, all right? This one-year-old friend of ours.
Let's see if John would like to walk over to the trolley. John, John? No, we're going this way, honey. But he still loves that piano.
Want to see the trolley? Okay. Come on up and see it. See, your granddad's making the trolley sound. There it is. Would you like to pretend that we'll go to the neighborhood of make-believe? Something else musical for you. Mm-hmm. He likes things that whistle and ding and play. Sure. Would you like to pretend that Mr. Costa and his grandson are in the neighborhood of make-believe? Would you? Okay, let's just make the trolley go in together, and let's pretend you're both there, all right?
All right.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
To the neighborhood of make-believe. Mr. Costa. And Master Costa, I presume?
Correct as always, Your Majesty.
So this is your grandson.
Yes, isn't he handsome, King Friday?
He certainly is a fine-looking lad. Mm-hmm. How old is the boy, Mr. Costa?
John John. We call him John John because there are so many Johns in our family. Actually, his name is John Jerome Costa.
Oh, how do you do, John Jerome Costa?
And he is...
How
and
do you
he...
do, my dear? How do you do? Lovely.
See? And he's 1 year old, King Friday.
1 year old. How do you do, my dear?
Oh, see?
You're...
See?
You want to touch again? Lovely.
Isn't King Friday nice, John John?
Yes. How do you do, my dear?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I love children. Yes. Oh, how big is this child?
John John is 29 and a half inches big.
29 and a half inches. Oh, yes. Lady Aberlin, I presume.
Correct, as always, Uncle Friday.
You know Mr. Costa.
Hi, Mr. Costa.
Hi, Lady Aberlin. This is my grandson.
What's his name, Mr. Costa?
John Jerome Costa. Oh. We call him John John.
Hi, John.
What a fine lad he is. Mm-hmm. He is 1 year old and 29 and a half inches tall.
Oh, he's a fine grandson.
Yes, how do you do?
Here's King Friday.
That's right.
That's right.
How big was he when... Yes, how do you do, my dear?
Why, he was just this big, King Friday.
When he was born.
Yes.
Yes, that little...
Babies are very little when they're just born, Uncle Friday.
I see. Well, does this little boy play the piano, too?
Well, he tries to, King Friday. He enjoys it.
Suppose you fetch the baby grand, Lady Everland, so that this child can have something with which to play.
Oh, yes, sire.
I have always enjoyed your music, Mr. Costa.
Thank you, King Friday. I enjoy playing for kings and queens. Yeah. By the way, where's Queen Sarah today?
Oh, yes. Well, she's at Westwood visiting Dr. Frog. Yes, hi. Yes, hi there. Mm.
I hope she's not ill.
Oh, no, no. Just a friendly visit with Dr. Frog, seeing how things are over there.
Here you are, Uncle Friday.
Oh, thank you. Sure. Would you let the child play? Mm-hmm.
Just a minute, John John.
Let's have him play, Mr. Costa. Wait.
Oh.
Why, that's remarkable.
Yes, why, it's just make-believe, King Friday.
Oh, well, how does he play without make-believe?
Well, let's try. Try, John John, play. Go ahead, John John.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I like that song very well.
Oh, that's a good 1 year old song, isn't it?
Certainly is. I guess babies and good.
Yes.
That was the last part of the song. He didn't quite finish it, King Frank.
I see. Well, babies and older people don't do the same thing. Oh, thank you. Thank you, my dear. Yes.
Uncle Friday, when you were a baby, you were a prince. And now you're older, you're a king.
Yes, a prince. Prince. I remember being a prince. Lovely time. Well, thank you for bringing this fine boy to visit. I must go now and call Queen Sarah. Oh, yes. Lovely. Oh, my. He likes me.
Yes, he does.
Likes me. Farewell to you all.
Bye-bye.
Farewell, Uncle
Love
Friday.
Love children, yeah.
Mr. Costa?
Yes.
Would you and John like to come over and meet X and Henrietta?
Oh, I think that'd be fun.
Shall we go, John?
Let's go, John. John, you can play
the piano
on the way.
Okay.
Did you see? Did you see the baby?
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow.
Hello, Mr. Costa. Hi, Lady Evelyn.
Hi, X. Hi,
Who is Maria. This you have?
Hi, X.
This is John John, Mr. Costa's grandson.
he likes my beak.
He sure does.
Hello, John John.
Say hello, John John. Say hello, X.
Meow, 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 beautiful meow.
Oh, look at Henrietta.
Yes,
look at Henrietta. Isn't she pretty?
Meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow.
Hi, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, you like my bell, meow. Meow, good for you, meow, meow.
Oh, he loves the bell, doesn't he?
He's a musician, just like his granddad.
Isn't that fun, John John?
He wants to play again.
That really is fun, isn't it?
Oh, thank you.
Yes. There, see?
I remember when I was a little owl, I liked to play like that, too.
Yes. Say hi, X. Hi, X.
Hi, John John. Hi, John John. Hi, John John John. Yeah.
Yep. X likes oranges, and John John does, too.
What's he looking at? He must be looking at Daniel's clock over there.
Yes. He's so interested in everything, isn't he?
Well, good. That's the way he can learn.
keep interested in everything, John John. That's right. That's the way you'll learn. He wants to play it one more time. The bell.
Yeah.
That's all now, John John. We have to go visit other neighbors.
Bye-bye, John John.
Say bye-bye.
Come again.
Say bye-bye, John John.
Come again and play the bell.
I think you want to close your door, X.
Oh, good. Bye, close the door.
Meow.
There's Daniel. There's our friend Daniel, John John.
Hi, John. Hi.
Say hi, Daniel.
Hi, Mr. Costa.
Hi.
Hi. Hi to you.
There you go.
Jump, jump, jump.
Jump, jump, jump.
Thank you, John.
He likes you, Daniel.
Oh, it feels so good right there.
He really likes you.
Yes, thank you. Well, what have you been doing with that little piano?
Oh, John was playing it over at the castle, Daniel.
Oh, I bet...
How well he can do it?
Wonderful, John. I bet Queen Sarah liked seeing him.
Well, she isn't at the castle, Daniel.
Oh, where is she?
She went to Westwood to visit the frogs.
Oh, well, I wonder how Tadpole is. I remember when he was so tiny.
Yes, he did quite a bit of growing here, Daniel.
Mm. Everybody helped him grow. But he helped himself most.
It might be that John may grow up to be a piano player.
Well, he'll grow up to be whatever he wants to be.
Right.
Oh, could I play with you, John?
Oh, sure.
I think so. John John?
Could we play it?
You and Daniel could play a duet. See? Well, I think he wants to use both hands.
Good for him.
Well, that's fine, Jaja. That's fine.
He's a fine lad, Mr. Aren't you proud of your grandson?
Oh, yes. He's my pride and joy.
Of course he is. Yes. You suppose he's hungry?
Well,
I was just going to ask.
He might be. It is time for his dinner, Daniel.
Oh, is it?
And if you don't mind, I think I'll take him away. And
well, could you wait just a minute? I have something for him.
Oh, sure.
Thanks for bringing him.
I just thought of this.
Oh, looky, John John.
Would you like looky, this John, tiger, John John? Would
oh,
you like
thank you.
Tiny toy tiger.
Thank you, Daniel.
It's another tame tiger. Thank you.
He loves your wristwatch, Daniel.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yes. He'll play with this later, I'm sure.
Well, I'll walk you to the trolley.
Well, thank you very much, Lady Aberlin, and thank you, Daniel.
Oh, thank you for bringing John John.
Bye, Daniel.
Well, I'll be glad to watch him grow. Keep growing, John John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good.
Yeah.
Right. You were in make-believe, weren't you?
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, there's somebody at the door.
There is.
There's a tiger. Well, look, see who it is. Oh, it's John John's daddy. Hi, John.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Welcome. Your boy's been with us this afternoon, and we've really enjoyed him.
Oh, he says goodbye sometimes. Say goodbye, mm-hmm. John John. Bye-bye, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye 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 bye.
That's how he's learning to talk.
Can you play patty cake, John John? Patty cake? Can you do patty cake? Here, hold the
tiger. He's done a lot for us today, just by visiting with us.
Well, it's his dinner time now, and his mommy wants to feed him.
Oh, well, it's time to go then, sweetie.
I hate to give him up, but it's time to go. He likes the whistle.
Thank you for coming by,
Thank
John.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is the daddy here, and the granddaddy, and John John. Mm-hmm. Come
Mr.
again,
Rogers,
won't you?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and always for your beautiful music.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be watching you grow, John John. With his whistle. Mm-hmm. There's a family that's close to me. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful to them for so many things. And you were with me today when we had that visit from a one-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. And his daddy. And his granddaddy. And you and I will be together again tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. Mm-hmm. I always say there's only one person in the whole world like you. And that's you yourself. And I like being with you. I borrowed this, so I must take it back. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.